Hello, Lagos, Nigeria.
How are you?
Compliments of the season to you. My name is Joyce. 34 minutes past 12. Welcome to the sunny side. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. I'm hoping that you can smell the Christmas as much as you can feel it. And I hope that you're preparing. You've ironed your Christmas clothes. Well, do people still do Christmas clothing? When I was young, it was a thing. But maybe only children these days. Or do adults do, you know, if you're an adult and you do Christmas dress, you don't have any trouble in this world. But look, if that's your thing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But I really wish you a blissful and a Merry Christmas. And look, my friend, cheer up. There are worse things happening out there. Well, I'm not even sure about the details. I just read a post suggesting that the Oni of Ife and his wife are now separated. Imagine having to suffer separation just about Christmas weekend. I mean, we're just getting to hear of it. Maybe it happened some time back. But at least it's not going to be the most beautiful Christmas for the Oni of Ife. So I think I'm saying that to say that there are other issues. Well, there are worse off problems. Cheer up. It gets worse and depends on who you're asking. They could be crying. You don't know. Maybe you're, I mean, of course, you know you have a problem, but maybe your problem is not the worst that it can be. So be grateful. Find a reason to be grateful. All right. This is the first ever Christmas weekend where I don't feel good. Ever since I was born, this is the first Christmas where I don't feel good. And I don't even know what that means. But look, we're here. Merry Christmas to you again. I have tickets to Cardi and the Kids. 5 tickets specifically. So if you're a parent, you have kids, you want to go out this weekend. If you're a parent, I can only give you... I'm assuming that on average you have... Okay, no, let's not do it that way. 5 tickets, I give 1 to anyone who's interested. How about that? Just so they can go around. Then if you need more, you're going to have to buy. Yeah? Okay. So 1 ticket to any parent who might be interested, anyone who calls in wanting a ticket to the event on Christmas Day, Cardi and the Kids. I have 5 tickets to give away. You show your interest, I put down your name. It's really that simple. I don't have energy for games. I'm not playing any. So just if you want to go for the event, you just let me know. All right. Besides that... Good heavens. All right. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. What time is it? It's 1 p.m. already. Bless you. Welcome to the sunny side. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. You know the saying, the routine. You know what that is, yeah? Yeah, it's the same old routine. When you're calling, you don't say your name. But for the sake of those who are listening to us for the first time, particularly our friends who are new in the country or just came back into the country, and have forgotten, you know, what happens on radio. My name's Joyce. I don't feel too good, but I'm good enough to run a show today. I think I am. All right. So on Thursdays, our first hour is Confessions Thursday. You get to share a confession, a life's issue, problem. Sometimes I wonder what the theme of your life would be. Would it be a comedy? Is your life a comedy? Is your life a thriller? Is your life a tragedy? What's the theme of your life? And sometimes it's a function of the things you have done. So it's probably pathetic things, sad things, misinformed things, ignorant things, wise things, good intention things. So it's you telling us a story, either of something good, bad, or ugly that's happened with you. And sometimes the issues of your life require you to be courageous. And sometimes the only way you find courage is if you're going to be anonymous. So when you call the radio station today, you don't say your name. At least that allows you to be anonymous and you can tell us a story of your life. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemoa, on Instagram. Yes, that's one word. I, Joyce Onyemoa, on Instagram. Yeah, let's get into it. The sunny side. Welcome to Radio on Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Remember, when you're calling, you don't say your name. How are you? Hello. I'm with you. Hello. Sorry. Hi. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you and welcome. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. And if you want the tickets to Cardi and the Kids, you just indicate. That's all. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, not really, but I'm interested in teachers.
All right, so I'm going to give you one. What's your name?
Oluwa Toyosi.
Toyosi.
Yeah.
That's a
Oluwa Toyosi.
Well, what's your surname?
Joshua.
Well, so the reason I'm asking is just so that in case another Toyosi shows up, then they don't take your... hold on, let me see. Your number ends with what, please?
17. That's 817.
All right, then that's good enough. Thank you very much, and a Merry Christmas to you. Got that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Sure. One time someone told me to ensure my voice. I think I'm considering it. Nigeria Info, hello, the sunny side. How are you? The sunny side, hello. Hello, Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hi, lady, welcome.
My name is Victoria. I'm interested in the ticket.
Well, if I find my pen, hold on.
Hello.
Hold on, what's your name?
Victoria.
So, Victoria, I'm looking for my pen. Now, if I don't find it, it's hard to assign a ticket to you.
Ma?
Can you give me 30 seconds to look for my pen?
Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I think this one works. Let's see. Hold on. Just hold on a second. Your name is Victoria?
Yes.
Your number ends with what?
21.
No, give me 3 digits.
921. That's the last 3 numbers.
All right, got it, honey. Got it. Lucky you. Thank you. Good luck. Merry Christmas.
How do I get it?
You're going to have to come to the office. That's the only how.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info. Hi, how are you? The sunny side. My name's Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Good to have you here on Nigeria Info.
Thank you. I'm interested. I need a ticket.
How many kids you got?
Two.
All right, so I'm going to give you one. You're going to buy one for yourself, one for your other kid.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
I'm a first-time caller.
Okay, first-time caller. Pamela, you're going to have to come to the office. You know that, right?
Yeah, wait. When should I go?
Today.
Wow.
Well, tomorrow. Today, tomorrow, Christmas Day, anytime between now and Christmas.
All right, thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too. What's your surname? What's your surname, lady?
Agaba. As pronounced, Agaba.
Got that, honey.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Hello, how are you? Wow. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, you know what? I want to really get off the radio. My voice is really out of sorts. But I'm good. Look, how are you?
Okay, please, I want the ticket.
You're not even a child. Why do you want it? I'm only giving it to you. You want
I
to
know,
do it?
I know. I want to give it to my nephew.
To who?
My nephew.
Ah, okay. So, what's your name?
My name is Ojabanjo Usman.
Hold on, let me get the Usman one. And what's the other middle name? Banjo.
Yeah, it's Ojabanjo.
Ojabanjo. Okay, yeah. Usman. You're going to have to come to the office to get it. You know that, right?
I know. I'm aware of that. Between today and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, otherwise I give it to my kids.
Okay, thank you very much, Joyce.
You're welcome.
It's nice hearing your voice. It's my first time calling you.
Mad, you're just a terrible person. First time calling me to get free tickets. Shame on you.
I'm not a terrible person, Joyce.
All right, sure, no problem, man. Sure, my pleasure. Sure, my pleasure. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, there's just one more to go. Let me see if I can give this to one lady. Hi, good afternoon to you. Nobody can hear you. I'm very sure of that. Good afternoon to you.
I'm interested in the ticket.
Wow. You guys really like free stuff around here. What's your name?
My name is Damaka.
Who is the ticket for? Are you shy?
Ma?
Who is the ticket for?
Huh? I'm calling from Agopala Suite.
Yeah, but who's the ticket for? You or your daughter or your son?
My daughter.
All right, what's your name again?
My name is Amaka Amadi. Her name is Ifnaya.
Okay.
Ifnaya Amadi.
Oh, you're Amadi.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't have a number to write against your... But I have your name down so you can come over to the office and pick it up.
Ma?
I have your name taken down, so please come over to the office so you can pick it up, all right?
All right. I took my over to the office.
Yes, you can come over to the office.
When?
Well, when can you? Because the event is Saturday, 25th, so you determine between now and then when you can.
Okay. All right. Before then?
Honey, you can come on that day. Between now and that day, you determine when you can come and get it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, lady. Merry Christmas. All right, so look, bless your hearts. The card's done. The whole ticket's exhausted. I have none. So you're calling me, you probably have a confession. Otherwise, Merry Christmas to you. And this girl's voice is really not in the Christmas mood. But the tickets are done. I give out 5 to 5 different people. So please come to the office, pick it up. And yeah, Merry Christmas. All right, out of the way. Confession Thursday. You ready? When you're calling, you don't say your name? All right. Hey, hi. Welcome to you. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, ma.
Yeah, welcome. Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Please, ma. I'm so sorry. I want to make a request, please.
No. It's not the request show. It's Confession Thursday.
So please, ma, can you just do me a favor, please?
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sticking to the plan. I don't want to create a detour on the show. All right? Thank you. We're sticking to the plan. I don't want to detour. It kind of throws us all off. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession to make.
Sure, please go ahead.
I should say last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, February.
Yeah.
The lady I was working for false access. Swap me, you know what I mean? Force herself on me, like something like that.
Well, something so, like what? Forced herself on you?
Yeah. Forced herself on me.
No, come on. So, how old are you? How small are you? Did she really force herself?
I'm not small. I'm 28.
How big is she?
She should be, say, 45, 46.
And a 45-year-old woman forced herself on you. I could take that. All right, so what's the gist? What now happened?
Yeah, the thing is, when I was trying to tell people that, look at what happened, they were like...
They don't believe
it. It's not possible. It's not true. It's not, they can't believe me.
I see how that...
So when I went to my house to tell one or two people, they said if I should go to the police, it's clear they would still not believe me because there was like a kind of person forced herself into me. So since then, I've been having this fear of, you know... meeting anybody at all.
Who was she to you? Your aunt? Employer?
It's not like her aunt, like a family friend.
Oh.
Yeah, a family friend. So, since then...
Was it her house or your house? Like, what were the conditions?
Like, her house. Like, I normally go help out some kind of things, you know? On day we are all family friends. Epa, she come around. Everybody know her. So it's something like I didn't really know her from. So
how long ago was this? Wow.
That should be February last year.
Wow. So basically, you were raped. That's what you're trying to say. Well, that's what you're saying.
Nobody's trying to believe me.
No. But I let's assume I'm going to believe you. Are you going to call that rape? Like, you were raped at 28 or 27?
That's what I'm saying, because I don't know what to call it.
That's exactly what it is. You were raped.
So, because I'm trying to tell people, they'll laugh at me, like, people like you, like, ah, it's not possible.
Yeah, you know, it's a little, it's an unusual story, so.
That's the thing. So, I'm just kind of confused. I don't know. And every time I close my eye, I imagine the thing. Every time I was like, wow.
Do you still go to see her? Do you pay her visits?
No,
is she?
No.
Yeah, because I don't see
her. I've never seen her. I've always got her. She called my daughter. There. Like, I'm just rich to her. Officer, wow. Unnecessarily.
Well, sorry about that. Now you know to avoid her totally, but I think you can manage it psychologically, or can you?
I think I'm trying, but the picture keep on, at times it will just appear from nowhere. Like,
yeah, so you're still traumatized.
Yeah, something like that. But my own is that people don't believe me. Nobody wants to believe me.
I believe you.
That's the thing. So I just... like, it's heavy in my heart.
Yeah.
I think
it's worse that nobody wants to even listen to you. How much
not
more believe
my best
you?
Friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Not even like, stop that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, when you're trying to make people see what happened, they're like, you're getting the phone off. So I just kind of love to just let it go. So that's...
Okay.
Well,
thank you for sharing that, and I'm sorry it happened to you, and I hope you find enough courage to surmount it.
Yeah.
Be strong. Wow, thank you very much for calling. I mean, look, who would believe that a 27-year-old boy got raped by a 40-something-plus-year-old woman? And I think some of you would have some objections to that, but that's his reality. And... wow. It's like I'm trying to convince... Well, I'm not trying to convince myself. It's just... it's an unusual situation. And, yeah, that's possible. Very possible, actually. Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. What's your name? Oh, forgive me. Please don't say your name. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Don't say your name.
Yeah,
thank you.
I have a confession.
Sure, please.
It's been on for a while, but I just want to speak it out.
Let's hear it.
I have a boss. And,
female.
I've been working with him for like 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when I had the problem of accommodation, they gave it to me and I was in their house. But suddenly, I discovered his wife started picking interest in me. And from there, I was trying to avoid her. But after a while, I discovered, I don't know what she told her husband, and the man started behaving somehow to me. After a while, I moved out of the house.
Yeah.
Then like a year there, out of the house, the man started becoming my very good friend. He comes around, we are friends, he's my boss, and I'm his manager. After a while, another year, the woman started talking to me again. She started coming to my house. Well, to cut the story short, we started having an affair.
Ha!
Yeah. And in between the affair, he got pregnant. She got pregnant. Though they have two kids already, she got pregnant. And when she got pregnant, we stopped. I was not around. I was sent on a course.
Mm.
When I came back, I just congratulated her. Madam, wow, you had another baby again. Things like that. We continue. I started working for them. Only to discover about 2020 during the COVID-19 thing. And I always see the boy. When they bring him to the office, he will come straight to my office. He will sit down. If they give him food, he will not want to collect it unless I give him the food. I could see this kind of connection. Oh, I never suspected anything, but recently I discovered that the boy was my son.
How did you discover the baby of your boss's...
The woman told me.
Sorry, so, wait, let's see whether we understand this.
So
you had an affair with your boss's wife. Is that what this is?
Yeah. So the thing is, it's just crazy because actually,
very crazy.
I'm now a partner with her husband. Now we have established another business, which I happen to be the head. I'm running it. It's an outfit of the first business. So the whole thing is a mixed up.
All right. Wow.
And the boys are like 5 going 6 years old now.
Oh, the boy is 5 going on 6 years old now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you married now? Do you have a family of your own?
Really, I don't have a family of mine.
Oh, you're still a single man, but now it's this situation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still a single man, and I'm hoping to settle down, looking at maybe from next year there. But
okay, you know what? Let me ask Lagos, because I honestly don't know what to say. Yeah? Yeah. Thank you very much for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Compliments of the season.
Yeah,
thank you. Nigeria Info, we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Where would you be on Christmas Day? Yes, Cardi and the Kids Christmas is coming to you on Christmas Day with so much fun, so much laughter, so much joy, and you don't want to miss it. There will be lots of playthings, fun games, music, dance, and many more. Date is Saturday, December 25th, 2021. Venue, Union Bank Sports Center, Bode Thomas, Surulere. Time, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Tickets, 2,500 naira per person. For sponsorship and ticket inquiries, call 0808-353-0807. No mask, no entry. Cardi and the Kids Christmas is brought to you by Twin Doves Concept, supported by
Golden Penny, Onibax, Bounty Cod Liver Oil,
Wazobia FM, Cool FM, and Nigeria Info FM.
Cardi and the Kids. When you hear the sound of credit alert, we can easy transfer, say we want to serve you better. No be play, we go turn your business around.
Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Oh. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. And yeah, please, when you call in on Confessions Thursday, you don't say your name. I was thinking about the submission from our last caller, and I really don't have any... I think I haven't thoroughly comprehended the storyline to be able to give him an angle or a perspective, but I'm even glad that he called into the show. So a few of you would have an opportunity to speak, say, 1 minute on the issue if you think... Can anything be done? Well, I don't know. We'll find out. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. It's one word. And 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote you a message on your messenger.
Messenger? Which one? Instagram?
No.
Where?
On your messenger through Facebook.
Me? Facebook? Yeah. I haven't been on Facebook in like 7 years. I want to shut that thing down. I'm not there. No, I can't do that. No.
Okay, that means I'm going to drop a message to Instagram.
Please.
Yeah, there's a product I was trying to introduce to you yesterday. And if you make use of that product, you'll be fine. I can assure you that.
If I eat seafood this Christmas, I'm going to be fine. I'm sure about that.
No, Joyce.
But thank you. Thank you very much.
Joyce, my confession is this.
You don't have a confession.
I'm so so scared and so afraid. There's a lot of insecurity in the land.
Oh, that part. Well,
I'm so scared, as in
pray.
You know, when people are calling for ticket for Cardi show.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested because insecurity everywhere.
Well, pray for us while we go for Cardi show, all right?
Guys. As well with Nigeria.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Honestly, I cannot manage all the social media platforms. I find it terribly overwhelming. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn. Nah. By the way, I've forgotten my Facebook password. That's why I haven't shut it down. If I find it today, I want to shut down my Facebook now. I'm done with that. I cannot. Confessions Thursday. How are you? Hey, can you
hello,
hear us?
Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Compliments of the season. How are you doing?
Compliments of the season.
Sorry
good.
About your voice.
Thank
but
you
you'll
very
be fine.
Much. I will be fine. Thank
okay,
you.
I wanted to. My name is Meg. I wanted to comment on the last caller's confession.
Yeah.
It's a tough place to be. Oh. It's a very tough place.
It's incomprehensible to me, but I don't know.
But the question you didn't ask him is if they are still together.
No,
we don't know for sure.
No, they are not together.
If they are not, then okay.
They're not together. But he is
they've
working.
Ended the relationship.
Yeah,
there's a child from the union.
Yeah,
and he's still working with the man's husband.
Working with
and
the
from
woman's
what
husband.
He said, it's like the child looks like him.
Well, he's thinking that he's seen himself in the boy, which I'm hoping okay. He's not. You know how it is. You don't want the worst
well,
to happen.
Maybe your wife should tell her husband what she's done.
Good God.
But that's going to ruin everything. It might ruin their marriage. It might ruin his business relationship with the man. He would have just stayed away from that woman.
It's
trouble. I don't know how they are going to do it. Because eventually, it's going to come to light.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's my contribution. They
thanks,
should find
yeah.
a way and tell the truth and brace up for whatever will come out of it.
Sounds like
negatively
something.
Negatively or positively.
All right.
And
right.
Young men should try and stay away from such things. No
I think it's everybody. Young men, young women.
Young
remove
women,
your
yeah,
hand from madness.
No.
Leave evil.
And I feel for the young man who was raped. I believe him too. From afar, I do believe him. Because he's pained by what happened to him.
Yeah, and I think the worst part
is
nobody believes him.
Seek therapy
yeah.
and get proper healing.
Wow.
It is well. Merry Christmas, Joyce, and take care of yourself.
It is Christmas. Thank you very much. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Well, welcome. Don't tell me your name. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Okay. I wanted to make a comment on the last caller's confession.
His story, yeah.
So that's what happens to a lot of young Nigerians when you are in a position where somebody has absolute power over you. Well, I think it was a situation where he was afraid of losing his job because it's possible that perhaps if he has refused the advances of the boss's wife, the boss would have framed something.
No.
A typical example is the biblical story of what happened to Joshua.
But Joshua ran away now. He didn't run away.
Yeah, so he would have run away. Yeah, Joseph, I mean.
Don't compare it. Joseph ran away. He didn't.
Yeah, he would have run away. He had that choice, but I think he preferred his job to...
You're making an excuse for
maintaining
him.
Maintaining his integrity.
No, you're making an excuse. You already have given us a scenario where someone who found himself in the same shoes ran away. You cannot excuse...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So those are the two options that he would have had, but I think he preferred his job, maybe...
So you think it was because he wanted to keep his job that he slept with his boss's wife? Are you really serious?
To some extent, I think so.
I don't think so.
Because it's possible for the woman to frame something and then get him laid off from work if he refuses to consent. You know, that's
okay.
On one hand.
All
then,
right.
On the other hand also, I also had an experience where my boss, the person I was working for, was single and got married to a junior staff from the sister's company. And then the guy was so insecure and he started insinuating perhaps because of the rapport that we had that was between me and my boss, who was single at the time before they met, that something was going on between me and her. and then it started making the office uncomfortable, and at a point he couldn't bear me being in the office, and he framed something. I think that's about that was 2 years ago. He finally convinced a woman to let me off work. So I am not just theorizing about what happened to this guy. I also have some kind of personal experience.
Okay.
Yes. So my boss was single as at the time. I was managing the company for the sister while she was studying in the UK. So after she finished her study, she came. The sister had a number of businesses that she was running. She handed over the particular business that I was managing to her. And then she became my boss, and she was single as at the time. One thing led to the other. She was romantically involved with the senior sister's PA.
Okay. Right?
And the senior sister's PA became uncomfortable with me.
Got you fired.
Yeah.
All right.
Then issues started raising doors up until late, I think 2019, where I had to leave the company.
But you're fine now. Your life's better without them.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, great. All right. Thank you.
It was hard to take because it was a company that I've invested about like 7 years.
Yeah,
and then it was just let go with no compensation. I didn't see it coming, you know. I think it was a match, and it was immediately after then that the pandemic and the lockdown and everything started. You know, it was hard to get another job. I felt bitter for some time. It was as if when I see the young man, I should just kill him.
I get that.
But I'm fine now.
Glad you are. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Compliments of the season to you. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Welcome. You don't say your name when you call in. Hi.
Hello, Joycey.
Welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Compliments to you. Confessions Thursday.
The weather is affecting everybody. I'm just like you, but I have to call because the topic is interesting.
Oh, okay. Great.
The young man, you know, I used to tell people, all what you see in the Bible is still happening in this present time.
Yeah.
We know how to handle all these things. The man said, like that man said, it was Joseph in the Bible was trapped. If he had escaped, it wasn't Joshua. If he has escaped, God would have blessed him more. Now he's putting himself in a complicated issue.
Why
is he coming out of that?
That's the thing. I think it's so.
Men, women, they should try. No, temptation comes like that to scatter people's destiny.
Uh-huh.
Men and women should control themselves. I know all these things are temptation. If that man were to be serious, born again, he wouldn't have fell into that thing he fell into. Fear God is all everything that matters.
Wow.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this actually happened when I was 9. Then my mommy had a shop. So whenever I come back from school, I would go there and stay. And then she would leave the shop for me and go home to do some certain things at home. So there is this brother, we used to call him brother then. His name was Chidebere. So he would come. Do you know this thing? I've not said it to anyone before. So he would come to buy something. Although he comes whenever I'm in the shop. So he would come to buy something. And then, you know, he would start putting hand in my chest and be...
Yeah, he was molesting you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He did that 2 times. So whenever I see him, whenever he comes to the shop, I'll just leave the shop. Even if nobody's there, I'll just leave the shop and go. So that has been on my mind all these years. So I'm 25 years old now. So, but I don't know the year this, genocide, I think what they call it, happened in South Africa. So when one of the attacks came, my sister showed me a picture. That should I guess who this person is? I was like, no, I don't know, because it isn't long. Because we were staying in Abuja then, so we relocated to Lagos. So
yeah.
She now showed me the picture. I was like, do I know who this person is? I said, no. He said his brother, Chidi. They tortured him. He was among the victims of the attack in South Africa. So within me, I was so happy. I was like, yes. So I'll not have to see this person ever again in my life. I was like, yes. So whenever I remember that incident, I would want to feel bad.
I lost her. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Confessions Thursday, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemoa, on Instagram. And goodness, sometimes the stories just take words out of you. And usually the words are in silence. Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday. Like, you have no words for some of the things you hear sometimes. Wow. You see, when you hear people's stories, sometimes it seems as though to nearly feel where they are, you must try to put yourself in their shoes to see or feel what they're feeling. And maybe sometimes words are not necessarily what the response should be. Maybe silence is, really, just to keep quiet and just feel in a moment and just hear someone's pain or feel the pain or hear their joy or live life or try to see life through their own eyes. You might see yourself or see something. Confessions Thursday. Hi. If you make it back, we'll have a few more minutes before we go to Lords of Logic. Hi, good afternoon. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
All right, Joyce, I want to contribute to what that guy said.
Which one now?
You see, if the woman is an evil woman and you are having an affair with her, so far she is a married woman, yeah. Any child that comes in is not your child.
Uh-huh.
The child belongs to the husband of the woman. So you have no claim on any child, because you knew that the woman is a married woman before you started anything with her.
Oh.
Then, yes.
Okay.
So he has no claim whatsoever on any child.
So he should just move on with his life, say his prayers,
yes,
and thank God.
The Yorubas call it abelejanyo. Uh-huh. Abelejanyo. You are helping the fish seller to roast her fish.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's another angle to it. At least culture saves the day. Well, thank you very much for giving us that perspective. That's something worth considering. So he should keep quiet and
young
move on.
Men should be careful what they do. You know that this woman is a married woman. She's in her husband's house. And you are there messing yourself up. And eventually a child comes into view. You are saying it's my child. It's not your child, though. You just help that fish seller to roast the fish. The woman will sell her fish and put her money inside her pocket.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Wow.
Yeah, Joyce.
Thank you. Oh. So you helped the fish seller roast her fish. That makes the whole issue. I mean, it sounds redemptive. It sounds like you saved yourself, but it sounds nearly comical. Hi. Welcome. Can you hear us? Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Yeah. Don't say your name. What's your confession?
I want to talk about what the man said.
What man now? We've had a number of men. Which one?
Yeah, the first man that said he was having an affair with the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, some years back, let me just say 7 years back, so I was working with the boss of mine then. He's an engineer, so he travels a lot. And he has a wife, and she's a barrister. And it's the same thing that this man talks about. Like, I noticed she took interest in me, like, a whole lot of time. I was just a driver, and she's a barrister, and I was confused. I don't know what to do then. the husband comes in maybe one or two in a month or so. I just had to, like, hat up when there was a particular day. She had a baby, a son of about, I think, 2 years. There was a day she told me she forgot something in her room, which I should go get it for her.
Yeah.
And innocent me, I went straight to the room to get it. And within 2 minutes, she came back. And then she was like, she has been telling him this or this why. And I'm like pretending as if I didn't know what's up. I don't know what to do at that time.
She's been like telling you what? Up. What does she mean that she's been telling you stuff?
Yeah, like she has been showing signals.
Oh, and you're not catching the green light.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do at that time. I just like, oh, I just had to. Like, oh, madam, I understand you very well.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, I can give it to you whole hell. But right now, this is your home, and I want us to respect your home. And then we can fix some of the time and then do it. And then hopefully for me, or let me just say, I thank God for that. She agreed that we will be
somewhere else.
Somewhere. And that was why I got myself escaped from that. And that was the last year I stepped into their compound.
So did you resign from the job? Did you quit the job?
Immediately I quit the job. Like I ran out of my life. Because I knew this man could never find out because he's so good to me. The man is a very nice man.
Yeah.
And I can't see myself doing that. I lost the job and I regret losing the job. But I'm happy that I never did that.
I mean, I'm happy you're not dead. You wouldn't believe all the things we're happy about right now. You had enough courage to run.
Yeah. I just, he should have probably thought of something else to do then.
All right.
It's not easy thing to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for running and sharing your story with us. I do appreciate.
Thank you. Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you. Wow. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Compliments to you. Okay, I just want to give a little tidbit to that man that called to say he had an affair with a boss's wife. I just want to tell him that he should just look away because he actually knew that the man was married before he went into whatever they went into, and they both enjoyed it. So please, he should not put that home. He should not break that home. Let the woman be the one to, you know, tell the truth anytime she feels she wants to tell her husband. But for him that actually accepted to have done whatever he did with the woman, that thing, the child that is out of that, he should just allow that child.
So he also helped someone grill their fish, like one of the callers said.
That one was very crude. But I should just, allow it. Either he just stops that business with that family because he will keep seeing the child, keep seeing the woman and all that. I don't, anything can happen. Maybe he might want to now say, let me go and tell or whatever. Because don't break this home.
Okay.
Let this woman be the one to tell the husband whenever she feels she wants to do so. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Because God knows I had nothing to say to that brother. Hi, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
No.
Turn off your radio. Welcome.
Good afternoon, ma.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Thank you. Please, I just want to talk about that guy.
Yeah.
That you say you have an affair with his boss wife.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
We're with you.
Yeah, seriously, it's a very bad thing. If you think that when she get married, somebody will do it to his wife too. Because what goes around always come around. Because everybody's supposed to, matter whatever. I have that similar experience, but I don't care. I leave the job because of that. Because I'm a driver, and I have to leave the job because of that. Because I don't want that thing to happen. It's a cost. It's not good. And the boss is doing treating him well. To the extent of making a manager of his business. And he still has the goal. He don't even fear to do that. He still has the goal to do that. It's very, very bad. Is that man should just go underground for prayer.
Underground? Why is a prayer ground underground?
Oh, that's to go underground for prayer and deliver, because it's not good, because it's going to come for him. When he gets married, someone will surely do it for his wife too. Seriously.
Well,
anyway, I say have to go underground so that that thing will not come to him when he gets married.
God knows I don't know what you mean underground, but maybe you just mean he should ask God for forgiveness.
What do you mean? That is the only thing I can say. All right, thing is,
yeah.
Me seriously.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I don't like hearing such thing. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I get
it. All single ladies are not in the town. Why must you go with your boss wife? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so the essence of the confession is so that you can see life through someone else's errors. And maybe...
Oh, that is it.
Yeah, I get it. So,
yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand
so,
you, Joy.
So hopefully you...
Understand.
You
understand. Thing is paining me. Seriously.
Why?
Paining me. Thank you.
Thank you. Why is he paining you? Because, you know, like, we need to even evaluate your pain threshold. Like... Why would that pain you? I get it that you don't like it. I'm sure he who is in the situation doesn't like the situation. And you know he's sharing it so that you can learn and everybody else who's listening can learn. And you can see life through someone else's errors. And hopefully you don't make that mistake. That's really one of the many things I believe this show affords us. The opportunity to see people's mistakes and not make them. Hi, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I just want to contribute.
Yeah, sure.
Like to that guy that has the opportunity to run away from his boss wife.
Yeah.
You know, it's not everybody that can run away like that. It's...
Hello, can you hear me? Oh, sorry, I lost you. Hi, Confessions Thursday. Hello. Okay, so I do apologize. I think we have a few more minutes before we are off on a short commercial break. So the conversation on Instagram is a little funny. I think I have Akiwumi who says, nothing will happen to the man. It's just life's mistakes. So Akiwumi, well, yeah, mistake. But you see, there are consequences to mistakes. And you're not even sure which would be what.
This is an infomercial.
So I have two more minutes before we go off on a break. Let me see if I can do one conversation. Hi. Hello.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, so I just want to make a contribution towards the...
You have 1 minute. Run.
Okay. Okay, so I think the first step to trying to get things or get peace of mind is confession, first of all. And I think he has taken the first step. That's the man who left his boss's wife.
Yeah.
Which is quite encouraging.
Very encouraging.
The next step now is actually to, first of all, check out if that child is really your own. Do a DNA test.
Yeah.
Because you cannot just... It's possible that the woman is trying to use that as an emotional blackmail to continue the relationship. So he needs to check that out over himself. Then secondly, he needs to approach... I mean, I think he's pained for him to confess this.
Yeah.
He's feeling some sort of guilt, guilty conscience. His mind is not clear, no peace of mind. He can go ahead and inform the friend.
Hey.
I mean, we're talking... Yes. If you have gotten this far, confessing on radio, trust me, that's one... should be, it's not going to be easy, but the next step is to let the boss know. I don't subscribe to don't scatter the family, but you still get hurt. If you keep something like that in your mind for a long time, you can never die well. Even if you ask for forgiveness, you still have to confess whatever it is that you have done.
All right.
It's like someone that steals now. If you steal 10 years ago, and you killed someone 10 years ago, and just recently you accepted, you now know that you did something wrong. You still need to confess to the authorities and face the consequences under the laws governing it. So prayer is not just to know. You need to confess. I need to confess to your boss.
All right.
That's my own contribution. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, we're off on a break. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. Wow. On Instagram, I have a message from Bucci who's saying that all these issues we're talking about here are examples of the weakness in the human flesh. And he says one way we can fix it is by toughening the spirit. So I guess he's yet to live us a little bit more nuggets as to how we can toughen our spirits. Or I think maybe another reference, would be to build human discipline. Because maybe when, I don't think it's a maybe situation. I'm sure when you're disciplined, your life's structured in a manner that your human errors are little to nothing. discipline has a way of eliminating, it's like your mathematics, like it just automatically eliminates some errors just being disciplined. I think that's what he was trying to imply. So we're going to do one more conversation before it's 2 p.m. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. Thanks to our friends who are on Instagram. I need to read another message here from Instagram. This is Jerem Stone. You say, I don't know. Most people are talking in... I don't know why most people are taking it out on the guy. I believe they are both adults and should know what the consequences are. Imagine it was the lady that came for him. Why would she allow the pregnancy? Okay, so... Well, you see another angle. I mean, we're not, of course, you know, nobody's like taking it out on the guy. But I think you're also trying to highlight the fact that the woman has a responsibility in all of this, given that they both knew that they were adults and had and would face consequences to this. Yeah, you're totally right. God, what, these are like huge consequences, really. Hi, how are you? Yeah, you have 1 minute and 5 seconds. So you probably want to tell us a story about the stars. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to complete on the guy that slept with the boss's wife. People are just condemning him. That
nobody's condemning him. No. You haven't heard any condemnation.
Hello?
You haven't heard any condemnation. Nobody has condemned him.
No, the fact that people would do the same to his wife, that means if he marries someone different to his wife, that the same person different to his wife, someone would do to his wife.
No, pardon me. So we're not condemning him. We're learning from the story. And I think so far, every statement has been towards understanding and maybe managing the reality of the situation. So, okay, of course, okay, someone is speaking in terms of karma, but nobody has condemned him.
Here.
Yeah, but nobody has condemned him. Nobody
in
has.
In the karma, what's that karma issue now? That he married now, someone now will sleep with his own same wife. That same person is still keep on repeating this until he circulates around the world. That's what I'm trying to say.
So, yeah, you know, I get what you're trying to say. Are you saying that would not happen or that it would happen?
No, when the people say it happened, you keep on. That means automatically the man himself, he both might have slept with someone's wife if his karma is real.
So, karma is not real then? Something like
okay,
that.
Okay, that was.
No. I'm asking you. I'm not even sure about your point. Are you saying that karma is not real? Because the mistake cannot go through all generation. That's what you're trying to imply.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is, if his karma is real, if he's real, that means the box might have slept with someone's wife.
And maybe this is his own karma, this is his own punishment.
Yes, so let's find a way to encourage the young guy. But I don't know. Well,
thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, you can see how this opens up. Well, thanks to the guy whose story we pretty much are forced to contemplate. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear your story and not make your mistakes. We're off on a break. We'll be right back to bring you the headlines. Don't go anywhere. Well, thank you very much. Confessions Thursday makes a comeback next Thursday. Yeah. And between now and then, compliments of the season to you. Eat healthy. Yeah. Eat, sleep. And a Merry Christmas. I hope that the merriment exceeds the December period. And I hope your life's as bright and as glorious as the season is. Okay, so here we are now for the Lords of Logic. Welcome if you have just tuned in. 99.3 Nigeria Info is 3 minutes past 2 p.m. Today on Lords of Logic, I want to open up a conversation and I think we should take it in bits because it's as ambiguous as the metaverse type conversation. Okay. Some of you might find this to be a new theory. Some of you might already be aware of it, but together we can need our opinions and arrive at what would be, say, a concept, a perspective, or an understanding, or maybe all three. All right? The conversation this afternoon is, what is the difference between synthetic music and natural music? Now, let me even tell you what is obvious. Given the way society is formed or fashioned, we do not necessarily compare or determine what is or isn't, because it seems as though every type of music that you listen to right now is currently synthesized, except you're going for live band performance or you're going to the operas. It seems as though every kind of music that's socially manufactured is synthesized. So I want you to think about it. you know what it is, but I think you haven't just given it language just yet. So I think maybe what I should begin by asking, what is the meaning of natural music and what is the meaning of synthetic music? So maybe that's a good place to start. Then in another 20 minutes into the conversation, I'm going to have to ask that we compare. So welcome to the show is the Lords of Logic. And you know what we do on the Lords of Logic. And that's why we love it, don't we? Yeah, now we have to think about our reality and maybe give language to everything that we probably know or some things that we have experienced or considered. Or maybe we bring to the forefront the human reality that is not necessarily... That doesn't find its way to our table of conversations. We don't talk about it, but we live it. For example, we consume music, but we're not sure what we're consuming. I think most of you are not sure as to the kinds of music that you're consuming. So I want to tell you other things about music, but let's start first with trying to define natural music and synthetic music. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. We have 20 minutes to run that one, and after that, we go into comparing between synthetic music and natural music. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. I have to live stream this one on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram is one word. And I think maybe for the sake of those who might need a reference point, I want to play you two types of contemporary sounds. No. Yeah. Two types of contemporary sounds. All right. I'm going to play you one. And I'm going to play that contemporary sound for about 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, I'll play you another contemporary sound. And these are in two different categories. And I just want you to see a bit of difference in the two types of songs. Then I open the telephone lines. All right. Okay. Nigeria Info. This is Titanium. It's David Guetta and Sia.
Shut it up.
So you just heard Titanium. It's by David Guetta and he features Sia. So I'm going to play you another type, another genre of music. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce, and on Lords of Logic this afternoon, we're going to at least try to first define synthetic music versus natural music, and I want to know what you think about it. Then we delve into the crevice of the conversation. Yeah, 0700 993 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. It's the Lords of Logic on the sunny side.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, welcome, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. Yeah, welcome. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
My name is Chinedu from Gebode.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
I'm so glad you brought up this topic.
Really?
Yes. And let me tell you, this second track you played is The Rains of Castume, which now it has been forced into the soundtrack of Game of Thrones by Two Sellers. Am I right?
Yeah.
Now, how do you think I know that? Because I love listening to music. But my kind of music, I don't really like synthetic music. Synthetic music, let's take...
So we have to define it so that we can accommodate every other person who's listening to the show. So you have to define it first. Let's go. Let's start.
Yes, synthetic music tends to incorporate something like perhaps electro... The natural music or tends to include like natural instruments, pure sounds.
Okay.
You talk of something like the Spanish guitar, like the... For example, if let's come to the piano... In cathedrals, you have organs, you know, that are usually have that sticks with pipes and all that. Then you can have talk of the electric keyboard. Now, those electric keyboards, they tend to incorporate things like flute. But if you have a sensitive ear, for those who are like music aficionados, they can pick out pure sounds from those synthetic sounds. Oh, like I can tell when.
Okay.
So then again, you talk of something like auto tune. You know, most of this computer simulated and sound.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you get it. So I want to highlight some of the active words in your commentary, which is that you said one type of sound is natural.
Yes, natural. The natural instrument, pure.
Pure. And you said the other one is synthetic. What's synthetic about the other one? What's the difference? Yeah.
The difference in synthetic is that, you know, they don't really produce the, we like to say it in terms of notes or something. They tend to be electronically tuned or simulated to kind of mimic the instrument.
So it's a mimicry. It's not the original. It's not the original thing. It's a fake.
It's not the original thing. It's a mimicry. Yes, exactly.
All right. Okay. So that's a good start. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello. One more thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if to make note, if you can talk of like our natural flute, do oja, you know, when someone plays that flute.
Okay.
Then again, yeah, something like that. Or the natural guitar and all those. Those pure natural, they produce natural notes, natural sounds and all that.
All right.
Even the human voice as well, too.
Even the human voice, the human hands. Yeah. All right. Okay, great.
Like Gregorian and the rest, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. That's a good start. Welcome. Lords of Logic. I think some of you consume things and you don't know what you're consuming. So maybe at least the Lords of Logic allows us the opportunity to scrutinize what it is we consume, whether it's art by way of paintings, today music, or, you know, psychological philosophies. And you want to see what it means, the theories that you live out. Hopefully we understand them, and if we don't, here we can talk about it on radio and maybe make better decisions. So today on the Lords of Logic, what is synthetic music and natural music, and can you differentiate it? Because I want to establish a comprehension of the difference before we probe the crevice of the topic. Because now we have to look at the structure of synthetic and natural music and how it affects the human consciousness, all right? But before we go into consciousness, let's just define it first. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good afternoon. I lost you. And 01465-7190. I hope that you are able to... Well, you see, if you don't understand it, you can also say you don't. I'll take that. Hi, Nigeria Info. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. My name is Chinanya.
All right. Okay. Synthetic versus natural music. What are they?
Let me just start by defining music.
Okay.
Music has like three definitions.
Okay.
Music is a succession of an organized sound, which is pleasing to the ear.
Okay.
The second definition is music is a sacred act
Okay.
And the third one is music is the universal language of the soul.
Okay.
Okay, now, the natural music is like, when you are sleeping, like it happened to me. After my secondary school days, my mom was thinking that I would do music in university. But when I slept, I would be singing inside me, and I would sing guitar out. So if I like that music, I'll go and write it down.
Okay.
That one is like a natural music.
Okay.
The synthetic one, but those ones we are seeing.
Which one are you hearing?
Somebody have already sing it. It's a man-made something.
Okay.
Maybe someone has already sing it. You want to put some spices into it.
Please, you have to be clear on your definition. Do you think you're clear?
Hello?
Yeah. I don't understand your definition of synthetic, synthesized music. What do you mean?
Okay,
what does it mean?
Synthetic is just like an artificial something.
Okay, so it's artificial. So we can take that. All right, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions. Lords of Logic, turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kelvin.
Kelvin, are you holding your name? Speak up for us. Compliments to you. You can go ahead.
Okay, so synthetic music is artificially made. You understand?
So what would that imply when you say artificial? How is that done?
Just like genetically modified organism.
Yeah, but how is that done? There's a process. Do you know the process?
Vibration.
Okay.
Done out of vibration.
So who's doing music right now out of vibration that you know? Who's doing synthetic music right now that you know? Can you name one person? One artist?
I don't really know, but I only know that it has an ability to make you think in a certain way.
Synthetic music makes you think in a certain way. In what way, please?
Like, how do I put it?
You're not sure yet?
You know how sound waves?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So those sound waves have the ability to make you think in a certain way.
Okay.
For example, you know how the rock music and hardcore music.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
There are different genres under these two groups, natural music and synthetic music. I want to know whether you understand natural music and synthetic music.
Yes, I understand natural music and
synthetic. So what is an example of natural music?
The one you play out of instruments, real instruments.
Okay, so what is synthetic then?
Synthetic is done out of vibration.
No. Guy, if you do natural music out of instruments, how do you create synthetic music out of vibration?
Through vibration of the air. There's a certain way they do it.
So who do you know that is vibrating right now and is vibrating and giving us music? Who do you know?
I don't know anybody specifically.
Yeah, so there's something wrong with the structure of your definition. And I think maybe it's the way you put it, but there's something wrong with this definition of synthetic. It's out of order, totally out of order. But I think you get it. You just don't have the words to frame it. But thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
All right, thanks.
Nigeria Info, welcome. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua. I want you to think about it and compare between natural music and synthetic music as the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you, the sunny side. What's your name? Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Fine. Thank you very much. We're happy to have you here. Natural music versus synthetic music. What's your name?
Yeah. I think your question, if I understand it, is quite simple. Those days in the recording studio, you don't come in as a single artist to record. You must have orchestra. I mean, your group. Somebody that will play the guitar, somebody who's going to play the conga, somebody who's going to drum, and somebody who's going to...
Have I lost you? Okay, go ahead.
Hello, are you getting me?
I'm listening.
So this time around, we have synthesizer.
Okay.
Which means every music is being electronically programmed from drum to whatever. That is what we play now, generally, everywhere.
That's what we're playing now, generally, everywhere. All right, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to the Lords of Logic. Yeah. We're comparing natural versus synthetic music. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Madoka from Festac.
Thank you very much for
calling. Merry Christmas, Joyce.
Merry Christmas to you, my brother. Thank you very much.
Natural music, as what... is something, you know, the old music we know, the musical instrument and people playing those instruments trying to achieve harmony.
Okay.
The other one is electronically produced sound that is recorded somewhere, you know, when you have keyboard, and people try to mix those sounds to make music and trying to align even the voice of the singer to align. In other words, there's so much refinement in that synthetic music, and it doesn't sound natural anymore.
Would the word be refinement then? If you say refine, it sounds like, well, we're making something better. That's what it would imply, except you mean something else.
Yeah, it's enhancement, it's technologically enhanced. It's not that natural. With all the human...
So would you say technologically enhanced or technologically created? Because again, if you use the word enhanced, you're suggesting that something is inferior and technology enhances it.
Yeah, it all started with enhancement, and now it's getting to creating a whole music with electronically induced
okay,
sound.
Okay, so let me see whether I can restructure your thought. And I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just trying to see whether I understand you. If you use the phrase enhanced, it means that the natural music becomes better with synthetic music or with synthetic programming or production. That's what you're saying.
It depends on preference. To some people, it sounds better to some people, and some people, the old good...
No, don't worry about people. You have no idea how baseless that reference of people... So are you saying synthetic music is better than natural music? Is that what you're saying?
The traditional...
You know that's a yes or a no. And look, natural music is also created in the modern day. You're saying traditional, get your mind off the village group. No. Look at the modern world. Rich people are consuming music. What kind of music are they consuming? So you stop looking at the village.
I've moved beyond the village.
You
have electronic guitars, but I'm talking about electronically produce something stored in a place. Nobody is playing the guitar. But the sound is there, so somebody now combines and tries to...
So is that
harmony.
An imitation or is that an improvement?
It's an imitation because they're imitating the natural
sound. So it's imitation, finally. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, or someone else. Hi, Nigeria Info. Welcome to Lords of Logic, the volume of your radio set.
Sorry.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. Thank you. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Bola.
All right, Bola, go ahead, please.
Okay, so for me, natural music are the kind of music that you have a full band.
Okay.
Where you have different drummers, guitarists, pianists, and the like.
Mm-hmm.
They produce the sound naturally on the stage, either in the studio or in live performance.
Okay.
And you have a musician, the lead musician, and... the chorus, the backup musician. That is natural music.
What's synthetic?
Now, for synthetic, those are DJ-produced sounds where you just get someone that will be rapping or that will be singing choruses.
Okay.
I can give you an instance. For instance, you can compare... for natural music, you can compare the likes of Fela Kuti, Femi Kuti, Cheung Kuti. Those are... those are the guys producing natural music.
Okay.
In that regard. Then the rest, where you just go on stage and it's happening. Do you know, somebody was talking about synthetic voice and the like, the enhancement of voice.
Okay.
Do you know that most of all these other musicians, most times, when they even go on stage performance, they cannot afford to sing their real voice.
Yeah. They have to play their CD.
They have to be singing along what DJ is playing.
All right. Okay. I see you've done a good job of trying to help us understand what you mean. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name is Joyce, as the Lords of Logic on Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. On the show today, the Lords of Logic, I'm opening up a conversation. There are different angles to it. I thought we should start from the top, which is, let's define synthetic music versus natural music. I need a comprehension of the definition before we go into the crevice, all right? And maybe we would spend today trying to understand the philosophy of synthetic and natural music, and then maybe next week we can go into, the rabbit hole. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 Nigeria Info. Hello. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon. My name is... Yeah, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. So, synthetic music and natural music, like what is... I'm not saying anything different, but synthetic music, it's artificial. It's the one produced by the DJ, and then it's not natural. So, but the natural music are the ones where you play musical instruments. We have some musical instruments that are not even natural. Like, there are some keyboards that you can modify sounds.
Okay.
Those are not natural.
Okay.
Like the grand piano. The grand piano, Joyce, you know the grand piano,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the grand piano is a natural instrument. So that produces a natural
sound. Okay.
And the other keyboards that we have in the churches that are not really natural, those are produced different sounds.
Okay.
So yeah, we have this original musicians, like someone who was comparing Fela Kuti and this we have
the Kutis, really. Yeah, so, the Sheinwan family, huh?
Yeah, so those people like Osita Osadebe, Oliver Diko, those people produce natural music.
Okay. Okay.
Then the others produce synthetic.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I have a friend on Instagram. He's saying that natural music would be like a cappella, which would be like singing with your natural voice. That's natural sound. He said the waterfall is a natural sound. The birds flying in the sky and chirping, that's a natural sound. So let me tell you why it's necessary, because if we don't separate synthetic versus natural, I don't think you'll understand anything else that can be built up on this conversation subsequently, so we need to define it. Hi, Nigeria Info, welcome.
Hello. Hi, Joyce, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can. Good afternoon, God.
Hello.
Go ahead, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, great. So, what I want to say quickly is, my name is Ugo, actually. I'm calling from Ojudu. So what I want to say is, synthetic sounds and natural sounds are the same.
God, you're killing us with that thing.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I've turned it down. So synthetic sound and natural sound is the same. The difference is, synthetic sound is the same sound that is just electronically enhanced, right?
Wait, sorry, bring it back. You say synthetic sound and natural sounds are the same?
Yes, because okay. for you to change the dynamics of the sound, you need a bass sound. So for example, if I want to, okay, so the word I was going to use was variation. If I take piano, for example, the natural piano, and I take a note on it, and I want to enhance it to be able to have variations of that sound, I would have that bass note, which is from the piano, and then do whatever simulation I want to do to give it the multiple variations you hear.
Yeah, but you have just used the word simulation. A simulation is not the same as something in its natural state.
So I may not have the exact words, right?
Yeah, but when you use the phrase simulation, you're perfect with that, because it's a simulation.
Yes, so that's what synthetic sound really is. But the bass sound for every synthetic sound is the natural sound.
Yeah, but if you create a simulation, then maybe your statement saying that they are the same is therefore incorrect. Does that make sense?
What I'm saying is there is the bass sound that you use, mm-hmm. which is from the natural sound, right? Mm-hmm. And then you now just give it that extension you want. I don't know. It differentiates it at the end of the day, but it is from the natural sound that you have.
Oh, of course. It's like artificial jewelry. I think the entire concept of artificial jewelry is from a base concept of jewelry, and then there's the original jewelry of maybe silver or gold, and then what's artificial, what looks like gold but is not gold. Isn't that what the philosophy of your statement would be?
I guess so.
No. Because I think you want to say that they're the same. But if we're able to any extent create a simulation, then it's no longer the same. We cannot compare the simulation to the original state.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
So it's not the same then?
I mean, well.
You think it's the same?
For me, it's just
the same.
That foundation.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Everybody has said quite a number of beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate your angle. I want to find out whether someone would disagree or agree. But thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you. The Lords of Logic, welcome. You know what we do here? We analyze, well, of course, you know what this is. It's for those who like to think. So, Nigeria Info, we're comparing synthetic music versus natural music. What is it? Hi. If you call back, we should be here. We still have a few more minutes. And I want to play you another song. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hi, lady. We're happy to have you here. Ooh.
Miss Sharon,
welcome.
Here is my take. So I think that they are not the same, because natural has to do with something that is, let's say 100% unartificial,
mm-hmm.
and the music, like let's say country music, and these are the songs that most rich people always want to hear. You see, even the country music, the likes of Darling Patlin.
Those
songs,
uh-huh.
yeah, natural.
Okay.
Yeah. And then talk about artificial mixing. That's why they have mixers these days.
You think Dolly Parton is natural music?
Well, I think country music is natural music.
Yeah,
well,
okay, when they're at once they're in the country, once they come to Hollywood, is it still natural?
No.
All right, just checking.
Like, when it was, normally, the use of technology has now changed everything.
Okay.
Initially,
when it was still by the countryside, it was natural.
Yeah, they don't, when technology has not really advanced. Okay, so they use most of this natural.
It's like folk music, too.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so, but now what we get is most times, just like, I think there was a caller that said it, like, these days, you hardly know who has this voice. Sometimes you hear a voice. Okay, there was somebody that at least came on air.
Mm.
And then I heard the person talk. And I'm like, this voice does not resemble the person's voice I used to hear. And I love the song. And from that day, I knew that, studio can do wonders to people's voices.
Okay.
Now, the voice was not really bad when I heard it. But the voice was way bigger than what I used to hear.
Okay.
And I cannot compare the voices. This person actually... So that's all natural.
All right, you went somewhere with that. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate Nigeria Info. Welcome. Synthetic versus natural music. That's the debate. Hi. The volume of your radio set.
Okay. Hello, George.
Yeah, good afternoon. We're happy to have you here.
Good afternoon. I want to say that all music is actually synthetic.
All music is actually synthetic. Okay.
Yes. Natural music is any music that is naturally occurring. But... the sound of the bird in the bush, the sound of
waterfall,
animals,
uh-huh.
and all those are natural musical sound. If someone can appreciate it as music,
okay.
But all music other than this is synthetic. It's man-made.
Okay. Okay.
Pushing it further. There to be a category of the kind of instruments used to make music then and now.
Sorry?
In those days, you used to have organic instruments, the flute made from wood, the drum, the talking drum and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But with technology, certain things became electronically engineered mm-hmm. so that you don't need to have those organic instruments anymore.
Okay.
So it's either generated from the computer or from...
So do you know the implication of what you're saying is that right now there is no natural human sound, maybe except the baby crying.
Yes.
There's no natural human sound.
Yes.
Lagos, we're not...
Everything we hear is synthetic now.
Okay. Let me see what I have a question for you before you run away. Everything is I'm not going to catch you again when I introduce the other aspect of the conversation. So for example, an orchestra. So how synthetic is an orchestra, for example?
Completely synthetic.
Yeah. So what would you mean when you say that? Because every the instruments sound, are okay.
Every sound from an orchestra, it's
synthetic.
Yeah, but how? Because well, if you speak about synthesizers creating sounds, I can understand that. But if you say an orchestra, I don't understand. So I'll wait for you.
Okay. Now, in the other degree of reasoning, if you reason it this way, if there are instruments like the string instruments and flutes that one can manually generate sound in an orchestra, yes, that could go for a natural music in another sense of the definition.
Yeah.
But if there's anyone that, like the digital music, this other one, the DJs use...
No, no, but an orchestra, sound. There's no DJ with an orchestra.
Yes, in that sense, an orchestra that every music is organically...
So you're confusing us now. You said an orchestra is synthesized, so I'm trying to understand it.
If an orchestra is organic in all the sense of the music...
So what would organic mean to you? What would organic mean? Because I'm
organic
confused now.
Organic would mean instruments that are naturally made and sound generated from them without electronically...
Then an orchestra is then natural, at least a simulation of the natural sound.
Yes.
Okay, compared to what's done in a studio, for example.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you calling in. That went somewhere. Nigeria Info, synthetic versus natural music. What do you think? Hi.
Hi. Hey, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome, handsome. I want to play another song, but, you know, I'll wait for you. What's your name?
My name's Peter.
Welcome, Peter.
And first off, production is actually a side hustle for me.
Sorry, I'm not trying to put you out of work.
No. I was thrilled when you brought up the topic. I was really, really thrilled because not many people get to bring up conversations like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I guess a lot of people have answered your question partly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I'm going to say.
As a producer. Yeah, and be honest. Be honest. Go ahead.
We do not have too many natural music these days.
Okay.
But I'm going to say this. Some people spoke about Fela, like the Kutis.
Yeah, the Kutis.
I don't think their music was 100% natural.
Okay.
Because they had mics, they had electronic guitars, they had...
Hello, have I lost you? I've lost him. All right. So I like every single contribution and I like what the contributions have done. It's given everyone who's listening a solid framework. Maybe not solid enough, but at least sketchy enough that you have a picture to refer to. And let me see, I'm timing myself. Let me do one more call and I want to play you two different songs. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Yeah, John.
Welcome, John. Go ahead.
All right. You see, I want to compare synthetic with...
natural music.
The natural. They say I want to go to.
Sure.
Like the new modern car.
Mm-hmm.
You have it with an automatic drive. So okay. It makes it so easy for people to drive.
Okay.
But the old model, very difficult to drive.
Okay.
And a lot of people that are claimed to be drivers will not be able to drive the old model that had manual gear.
Okay.
Yeah. So the same thing is applicable to the music industry.
Okay.
Those, if you have 100% of the artists, maybe it's 10% of them that can be able to play instruments, not talk of, you know, going on stage with live instruments.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So,
all right.
So that is it.
Okay.
So most of what I think this synthetic way of music, it makes people lazy. In those days, people were eager to learn one instrument or the other, and then when coming together, they put all the sound together to produce good one. But now, you just go to the studio and pay the engineer, do it, off you go.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate your attempt to try to help us understand you. Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, I need to play you a song right now. I have a few minutes, and that means this conversation certainly will develop next week. And you guys, so far, honestly, what? I'm impressed. Yeah, I like what you've done with this. You've opened it up. Now we have to dig through it. For me, you're consuming art, and you don't know what you're consuming. And let's talk about it. I mean, I don't care for what your choices are, but I think that I care that you should understand what it is that you're consuming. So participate, and it's okay. You would understand from people's concepts and angles where this conversation most likely is headed, or at least what it looks like. I'm going to play you a song by Billie Eilish. She's really famous. 98.2 million followers. She follows nobody. I on social media. Not that it matters, of course. What's social media, you know? But I stumbled on a YouTube video of... I'm not her fan. I don't like her music. I don't listen to it. She gives me an element of dark. She holds an element of dark. And I'm not judging her as much as I'm observing her. So it's more, the observation is so I don't listen to her. So I was on YouTube sometime and I stumbled on Billie Eilish. And so I had a dream. In the dream, I saw something. Then I heard a Nigerian girl sing a song. I'm like, oh, this girl sang this song. No, hold on. The dream is separate. I saw a dream. Full stop. Yeah, good. Then, you know how you mess around on social media. Then I heard a Nigerian girl sing a song. She did a cover of Billie Eilish's song. I'm like, wait, I know that song. That's like Billie Eilish, isn't it? So I went to look for the video of the song the Nigerian girl did. And I found out it was a Billie Eilish song. So I watched the original, which is, of course, by Billie Eilish. And then the picture that Billie Eilish... Like, you know how you watch a music video? The music video was similar to the dream that I saw. And I'm like, hey, I knew what I said. I knew what it was I saw. But that's not necessarily the point. I want to play you a Billie Eilish song. If you're a fan of Billie Eilish, well, it wouldn't necessarily matter. But I'm very sure you know the song. It's a global hit. 5.6 million likes on YouTube. No dislikes. About 200 million views on YouTube. I'm going to play you the song and I'll read you a part of the lyrics. I think you need to hear it, and I'll play you another song. Well, this is the horror part of the video. It's insane. By the way, I don't like horrors, but yeah. All right. This is Billie Eilish.
Standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation. An open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them, got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies, and once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely.
All right.
Look at you.
So because of time, I'm going to just, you know, let her sing on the tone, and I'm going to read you the lyrics to this particular song you're listening to. The song is titled Good Girls. All good girls go to hell. All good girls go to hell. That's the title of the song. So here is at least a paragraph of her song. My Lucifer is lonely, standing there killing time, can't commit to anything but a crime. Peter is on vacation, an open invitation, animal evidence. Pearly gates look like a picket fence. Once you get inside, you can't invite your friends. Then she says... Hillburn in California, my turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell, cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven is out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely. That's Billie Eilish. And then you should also check out the lyrics. I don't have time to play you that today, maybe next week. The lyrics to Bury a Friend. I'll probably share that with you, where she speaks about selling her soul. She says she couldn't but had to sell her soul. That's for next week. So I'm going to, you know, stop there and play you this one. This guy was in Nigeria when was Experience? December 3rd, something like that. So you should hear his name is, what's his name? Come on, what's your name? Chandler Moore, Jaira.
More love than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up. So there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved.
than I am right now. Ooh.
Jaira, you are enough. I will be content in every circumstance. Jaira, you are enough. If he dresses the lilies with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? If he, hold on, I have to be off on a break, so I'm looking at that and looking at my clock. I have a few more seconds before I go off on a break. So I played you Billie Eilish, and I'm playing you Jaira by Chandler Moore. And the topic on the Lords of Logic is synthetic music versus natural music. And the conversation will continue after the break, but of course it's almost 3 p.m. Let's see what I have left when I come back.